This year marks the 80th birthday of Monopoly. So Hasbro is readying an updated version of the iconic game. Same design, same colors, new towns and cities, all determined by voting that was done through BuzzFeed. Well, the winners have been announced, and when the new Monopoly Here and Now U.S. edition comes out, Detroit's going to be on board. It will join Boston and Milwaukee in those red spaces. That's where you'll find Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois Avenue on the classic board. The top vote getter got that prized blue space that we know as Boardwalk, and it is Pierre, South Dakota. Go figure. The new Here and Now U.S. edition Monopoly game rolls out in the fall. It'll have new tokens and updated rules. An era is ending in the Upper Peninsula. After 53 years, the curtain is coming down on the only Finnish language program in the United States. Finland Calling's been on the air at WLUC-TV in Marquette since March 25, 1962. Now host Carl Pellenpah is retiring, and the final show will be March 29th. Carl, it is very good to have you on Stateside.
It's great to be with you too, Cindy.
Carl, tell us how Finland Calling began. Was this your idea?
No, it wasn't. I had done a radio Finnish program, and when I transferred and got a job in television, I reported to work one afternoon, and I was summoned to the general manager's office, John Borgen. And there was a gentleman by the name of Tom Quayle who owned a number of travel agencies in the area who had suggested to Mr. Borgen that if you had a Finnish television show, we would be successful and so would you. And Mr. Borgen said, looked at Eugene Sinervo and myself and said, get it started. And we got our heels together and decided on the name of Finland Calling, which is Suomi Kutsu in Finnish. And March 25, 1962, we went on the air in a half an hour.
Boy, oh boy. So what did you decide would be the feel and the focus of your program?
The idea would be to reach out to the Finnish Americans who would be in the viewing area and show pictures of Finland, show and play Finnish music, and induce them in some way or shape or form to travel to Finland and see what their roots are like.
And how successful was that? You led some tours, didn't you?
Well, I've traveled to Finland 34 times, and I believe it's over 1,000 people who traveled with me on these tours.
So would you have, for example, musical acts? Would you have dance groups? Would you have visitors from Finland, maybe politicians? I mean, what kind of guests do you have?
Any number that you can, from choirs to presidents of Finland, to foreign ministers, ambassadors, to policemen, taxi drivers, bus drivers, you name it, students. A number of students would come as exchange and would come and explain. I would always ask the students to come on their immediate arrival, and they were hesitant to speak English. And when they came back in May after school year ended, they were fumbling to try to speak Finnish again.
So you really saw those bridges be built.
Oh, yes.
You know, Carl, it is interesting. It's not a secret that in television broadcasting, so many of these locally produced programs that were very prevalent in the 60s and the 70s and even the 80s aren't being done anymore. It's all syndicated, and these kind of locally produced programs aren't happening. What do you think has kept Finland Calling on the air at WLUC for 53 years?
Well, Cindy, if you could find the answer to that one, I'll be very happy to listen to it, because I don't know. It just went day by day, week by week, and we started in 1962. We felt that when the old Finns would die, the program would end. Well, they died, but their siblings came up, and their children started watching and listening. And now I'm being blasted with, gee whiz, why are you quitting? Why are you quitting? We don't want you to quit, so.
Well, I'm wondering, Carl, was there any thought of having a new host take over, or did you just feel that when you retired, so should the show?
Well, from the standpoint of carrying it this long and being Carl Pellenpah's host, I didn't want anybody else to take over. I thought it should end.
It's your baby.
It's my baby, right.
What do you have planned for the last program, Carl?
Well, that's a good question. I I think it's going to be just let's wing it.
What do you want to say to those people that have supported you on and watched Finland Calling for all of these decades?
A big round of 1,000 thanks to each and everyone who has supported me, who have watched the show. But more, I think more specifically, I want to be sure to, on the air, say thank you to my wife, Doris, because without her support and her constructive criticisms, her encouragement, the show would have died a long time ago.
And, you know, I'm impressed knowing that there have to have been new general managers and probably ownership changes at WLUC over the years, and they still stayed with you.
That's true, and I'm most appreciative of them. My goodness, they bit the bullet and hung with it, and my goodness, without them and without their support, it would have died also.
Now, I have to imagine that this program that you've been doing for 53 years in production, Finland Calling, you've got to be up there with among the longest-running television programs in the nation. Do you have any idea where you stand?
Well, let me answer it this way. They had a can't remember the name now in English, but they traveled around the world interviewing Finns who had immigrated to Australia, to China, to Japan, to Canada, to the U.S., and they came in 2005 and interviewed me for that program in Finland, and they said, it is the longest-running show, television show with the same host.
That is something. That really is. Carl, if you're talking to people who aren't familiar with Finland and Finnish culture, how would you describe the Finnish culture and what the essence is of being Finnish?
Well, I would equate it with coming to the Upper Peninsula and meeting folks who, the Finns who have been on the show, they said it's remarkable to travel in this area because everybody says hello as they meet on a street or in a store. They nod and in Finland, you don't see that very often. They don't talk to the stranger unless you confront them in their language, and then they'll be ready to talk to you.
So there's something about the Michigan Finnish that is exceptionally open and warm.
There you go. But it's the Upers. It's everybody is the same here. Is
what do you feel inside as you realize you're drawing the curtains?
Well, I that's a tough question to answer. I don't know. I guess it's going to hit me with a ton of bricks when the Wednesday comes and I don't have to go to the studio. It'll be the first time in who knows how since I've driven to the studio to do the show.
What are you going to look forward to with your in this new chapter for you, Carl?
I don't know. I don't have any plans at the moment. I think we're going to wait, Doris and I, as to what takes place when the 29th of March has come and gone.
Carl Pellenpah, thank you so much for joining us. Carl's been the host of Finland Calling for the past 53 years. And happy retirement to you, Carl.
Suuret moiset kiitokset, which is 1,000 thanks.